Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. Rachel DeLory, author, co-author of Heal Thyself. We've been talking to Rachel about her book that was just out this last June 2017. And Rachel, you were saying like a year previous in June 2016 was when you started to really see or awaken and change things. Was it a coincidence that your book was like just a full year from then?
I thought of that because when I left the last partner that I was with was June 15th, 2016. The book came out June 15th, 2017, and it was the bestseller in two different categories. So it for me, it was, okay, so you know that you've done the right thing because everything was falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all women in this book. Do men have these kind of stories too?
In the book, it was created by two women in the States. I am pretty sure there would be men, but not in the book that they... it's called Powerful You. That's the publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
But they only deal with women.
Okay. And was it hard to get a book up and published? Was that quite a lot of work?
They did, all we had to do really was write our stories. They did the editing, the publishing. They had to take care of the ISBN code on the back of the book. So they did all the work, really. All we had to do was share our story and share it with the world.
Wow. And so now tell us if ways to know if we are on the right path. Like you said, when the book was just a full year from when you left your partner, that was kind of a sign that you're on the right path. What are some other ways that you can know that you're on the right path?
One way to know that you're on the right path is internally you will feel good about what you're about to do. There's no bad gut feelings, which means that what you're doing is the right thing. If you're debating, oh, should I or shouldn't I, then it means that whatever you're wanting to do or say is not the right thing. If there's any red flags, that means it's not a good idea at the time. So, but if you feel good about whatever your endeavor is that you're looking at, then you know that it's the right thing to do. And you're feeling grateful and you're excited about whatever it is, because a lot of the time in life we let people tell us what we need or shouldn't do and doing that kind of stuff. But once you've made the decision to do what is best for you, it's exciting, and then it's an achievement. Like, so if it makes you smile, if it makes you laugh, whatever it is that you're choosing, then you know again that you're on the right path, because no one knows our story better than us. So to expect somebody else to give us what we need to do is not going to work. So that for me was the biggest thing, because I was always waiting for others to tell me what I should be doing, but that was not helping me because they don't live in the shoes that we walk in.
Right. Right. So if you're a year walking in your own strength and really having a good relationship with yourself, where do you see your life going now?
For me, right now, like, there's a lot on the go because I've been doing a lot of training in the last month and a half. Did a clinical master hypnotherapy training, and then we did another one for business mastery, is to work on ourselves to be able to stand our truth. And because sometimes it's hard to do one more step and you think, well, you don't know if you're doing the right thing. But all those different training, and an amazing lady that helped me a lot is Susan McKellar. She did the training, like I talked about, the presence process.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing book also. It's all those little steps that you know when you're doing them that you're on the right path, and it helps you to move forward. So every little accomplishment that we do is a bonus for us, and we need to celebrate every little tiny success we have.
What was one of the main themes in the presence process?
Is to look and be able to do the breathing, is to just feel if there is pain coming in inside of us at that moment, is feel the pain, because a lot of the time we will avoid crying because we want to try to be tough, but we need to face whatever is hurting us. And once you do that, it really helps you, it broadens your horizon, and it really helps you to stay focused and move forward. Like, it's an amazing training.
So, Rachel, can you expand on that, the pain that's in the body? You were talking before about it being dis-ease or being stuck in the body. When we feel an emotion, what's the correct way to process it? Is there a correct way?
Yes, there is. We have, whenever we have emotions that come up, a lot of the time we tend to, I'll call them, shove them down inside of us because we don't want to feel pain. And that is what our body is trying to protect us. Our heart is trying to protect us from experiencing those. But in order to move forward, we need to release them. And another training that I took is called Emotion Code and Body Code.
Mm-hmm.
And we just muscle test and we find out what emotion are stuck in our body. And by releasing them, what it does is it... How can I explain that? Once they're released, it's just that it's an energy that is released from your body, and then you just feel like a whole load of emotions and whatever else. You just feel a whole lot lighter after you've released them.
Mm-hmm. So you can help people that have pushed down emotions and stuck their emotions in faraway places so they don't have to feel. You can help them to start processing those feelings again?
Yes, it's very powerful, because once you release them, and sometimes up to 24 hours or 48 hours, they might become more prominent, but that's the way of your body to release energy that is causing health issues. And it's like a headache. You have a headache, and all you think, oh, well, I'll just pop a pill, and then it will go away. But then the next time, those emotions that are trapped, that are causing the headache, will become more intense. And we need to deal with them before it gets to the point where it's affecting our health.
Mm-hmm. So now when you feel pain in your body, what process do you go through?
For me, I just sit and, okay, where does this pain come from? Like, because a lot of the time you will know, because our subconscious will bring up, okay, this happened when you were little. Maybe this is something that you've experienced at a previous time. So once you learn to do that, and then you release it. And if the person knows how to do the emotion code, they can also do going down the governing meridian, and you just swipe down, like, which is the governing meridian is from your top lip to your tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
So you just swipe like that with a magnet or with your hand and release those emotions.
And so then it's an emotional cleansing, emotionally freeing?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And this is part of your practice, that you do have a practice?
Oh, I certainly do. I've been working on holistic healing for the last 10 years, but mostly a lot of it was for myself first.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Heal Thyself, the name of the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you really have a passion around helping others around this issue of abuse. Do you see that taking you to certain jobs, certain fields, or women, abused women are seeking you?
Yes, there is a lot, because people will be attracted to you by your energy, mm-hmm. and people, ladies that you meet, or some a lot of time it's men also that will be going through the same situation, and just by chatting or whatever, there's no coincidences. You meet people for a reason, and they come into your life, and you get to share and help them with whatever they're going through.
Mm-hmm. And even is in your childhood and your relationships, can you look at that as an important part of your growth?
Oh, definitely, because hadn't I gone through what happened when growing up at my home, with my parents and the different partners. That is what I needed to change and break the patterns and the belief systems. And that changed not only myself, but it changes my whole family and multi-generational, and it's ancestral too, because a lot of the time it's passed on through our DNA, the different belief system and the family patterns, so that by breaking that, it's not going any further.
Wow. So this, it's good work, but you're working for your whole family, not just yourself, and taking good care of yourself.
Yep.
Okay. Where can people find this book?
Well, I have some here at my home for sale. I believe the other authors, Jackie and Melanie, would also have it. But they can also order it through Amazon.com.
Oh, it is on Amazon. Okay. Do you see yourself authoring any more books?
Yes, I will be planning on doing that, but writing a whole book by myself. So I will say 2 years from now. I have a few things on the go at the moment, but that is definitely something else that I want to have another book out. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an idea of what that topic will be?
It will be about the healing part, because my story is already out, so that is no longer relevant, but it's a book to help people to heal themselves in different situations or whatever is going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rachel, if there's one bit of encouragement that you could give anyone who is feeling abused or trodden on, what would you tell them?
Well, I would ask them to reach out to someone, even if, because there is always someone out there that they can help, but they need to do the first step themselves, because no one can really save someone unless they decide to save themselves.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a sharing time. It's not something that's done in isolation.
Exactly. No, they definitely need someone too, because for me it was the same thing going through what I did. There was always people in my life that were there to help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for writing the book, Heal Thyself, and sharing your story so that other people can heal.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.